Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Today's topic, as usual, Tory Lanez. He's back in the news again. Because yesterday, October 13th, Lanez did not show up in court. In fact, he did his court appearance by phone. Just to recap, Lanez has been charged with assault with a semi-automatic firearm and carrying a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle. He answered a series of questions over the phone from the judge and did not enter a plea. His arraignment was postponed until November 18th. His bail was set and posted at $190,000. He was also ordered not to contact Meg Thee Stallion and to surrender all his guns. We'll take a short break, and when I come back, I'll finish my commentary. Okay, we are back. A couple days ago, for those of you who don't know, who aren't up to date with the tea, honey, a man who claims he is Tory Lanez's security guard, the same security guard that was driving the car that night of the shooting. This man claims that Tory, Meg, and the best friend Kelsey was all arguing, according to him. In fact, they were arguing over the fact that Meg found out that Tory and Kelsey had been messing around. Side note, Meg and Tory was already kicking it since back when Kelsey caught the COVID. Now, everything is coming out in the wash, according to the security guard. Meg is allegedly tired of arguing and gets out of the vehicle. Kelsey and Tory starts fighting over the gun. Now, according to the security guard, if this, in fact, is the actual security guard of Tory Lanez, because he gave this account of what happened on a podcast that he has. This man, I don't even recall his name. Now, according to the security guard, Kelsey accidentally pulls the trigger. I don't think I believe this man. If he is, in fact, the real security guard, he's employed by Tory. So, of course, they're going to try to make Kelsey the shooter to take the heat off Tory. Well, we'll see what else unfolds in this drama. Hit the follow button on your way out. Bye.